better at this record. Okay. That's the good of this whole part of it. He knows that every part that he would say, you're going to use the bathroom. Use it for its regular function first, so that outside, go in again and lock the door. So it is a saving purpose, what you want to do in your faith, not the use of only one. The singleness of purpose is required in prayer and marriage. Okay? You know, and if you first enter, you start off by saying, I'm fixing the sermon. And that's in itself another magnificent sermon. And then go to God. My highest and best advice to you today is to seek out a spiritual advisor. And a spiritual advisor can certainly be someone different than your age function. They do not have to be one of the same, although many times they are. I am someone who has done these things. Is being shared with your city that you learn from each other. But always remember the first requirement is a deep down recognition that he lacks one of self-will will never be a success at least from the understanding you are ready to start during the process. So,
the big book says that if certain things are not, we ask our wives but to arrange to join us in our meditation. And if you say, help us learn and listen, and you ask the guidance direction, the guidance director, and is basically asking him to work you from self-pity and self-seeing. And then, it says we have our inspiration, and through this thought or decision, you might come and be relaxed and take it, we have struggle. And then the covenant veil gives an example of a thing that you're gotten back about by who the man would be. So it's talking about visualizing, allowing us on the beach and relax and read the details of the spiritual atmosphere, the place of days of this prayer surrounds us that we bring to the St. Francis prayer. And I do remember that Bill Wilson used the St. Francis prayer of a period of his life where he was in a deep, deep depression, and used the St. Francis prayer and living it and contemplating it and saying over time at time, brought him out of the depression. It brings you out of your self-pity, self-seeking, because it's all given to others. And just somewhere here talks about the 11th step is in the sunlight, in the sunlight of spirit. And there are many, many promises in here. It's quite a and I'll leave it with the 11th step. He will also report that out of every season of grief and suffering, when the hand of God seems heavy or even undone, that new lessons to live and learn, new resources of courage will uncover, and it's finally and safely the conviction came that God does move in the mysterious way he wonders to perform. We have found wisdom beyond the usual capabilities, and they have increasingly found peace of mind and stand firm in the face of difficult circumstances. Note, it's easier to go to God and everything right, it's easier to make on that. But both of them get tough, and the circumstances are tough. It's so hard sometimes to put off first, but that is what we are required to do, is continue to practice the answer. You
have to we have a come back to the problem. When the final day of the problem, we come to the question, and we have a call. Does anyone have questions or suggestions or do you want if this is
I haven't given the thought to the principles 11 that I have to go to, the one I have written down are unity, God, life, that's the one again. Larry, Divinity, and Tatum.
Okay, now we're going to start with
Tenant Maxwell.
This is a presentation of Concept 3. Meet. Having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these tests, we tried to carry this message to uphold and practice these principles in all of our areas. So this article will say, having had a spiritual awakening. This indicates that a prior time in the doing of or studying in the study or working of whatever version we use of this test was that we have already had a spiritual awakening. Having had in the past a spiritual awakening. And what is a spiritual awakening? For me, it says, I become alive or I am awakened to the spirituality of my being. And I know who I am, at least I know more about who I am and what I am. Responsibilities, and most particularly, know something of the source. I didn't say without the source, yeah, but know something of the source. And know where the power comes from. And recognize what it is in mind. That I truly am a spiritual entity, having had a spiritual awakening to become awake to these facts as the result of the sense. Now, first thing you've ever been told before. If you remember, I always tell a story about in my early growing up, I was Matty Matty, and we always went to church at the time. And that means, you know, it's called our state, it was you, happy you. I did get nine. I was always on time. Yeah, right. And pray me only in that. So that's school, so you're going to get service, and then you service. And then, you know, that was standard factor, and all other things related to the religious part. And look at that, sir, and okay, sir, I'm not critical of it, I'm just saying, what a loud place this would be, unless there were people all over the land, you know, they were going to churches, and in Norway, doing the best they can, what they got doing, and churches aren't like that, it's an and it would be a terrible place to have, so don't misunderstand, no way I'm not getting it. But as a result, I mean, a part of this particular thing, you know, you threw a flushing, you know, you get loud, you know, you recognize it, but then here, you can't get yourself at all, and you're some flushing. But later on, I had a terrible problem about drinking. Yeah, it's not really out of hand. It's not that bad, you know. But, after I started getting a lot of trouble, right? I had some spiritual experience. I really did, when I was a little kid. And if a preacher, and every time I'm going to go to school, something like that, I had about 2 weeks about when a preacher named Cowboy Green. You ever met Cowboy? And he truly had a cowboy, and don't make sense, you know. And he appeared to be a cowboy, he led out a cowboy, he called out a cowboy, and he knew a lingo, and he had, what was that mean? No special man. And as an evangelist, you know what I tell you, he had a pack of hounds. He came to me every place he went. You know, he puts them in there, and then he gathered them on the road, and they go up and the little coons out, and they're like, hey, and man, I thought he'd, you know, he's just that kind of person, so I listened when he called. And he would end up and said, but baby like a hound. I knew it was a certain food, like, there, all that. I didn't do all that with him. And this happened, it's a very big term. And at the end of it, the baddies have what they call them. Hymns and pages, when they're young. And next up, when those things fell down, I said, I jumped out of the seat there, I'm like, out of the girl's got a blue on my. I'm going to read that kid or try to get it up. And I was supposed to be the best one here. This is what I want to make. I really want to make a point. I honestly ask that you be serious. You know, it's something inside of me. This bitter guy motivated me. And I followed the dictates of this candidate of motivation, and I moved out myself. Later on, I could use an example when Martha and I started dating. I was truly better than I just kind of just so you had on the phone that. She said, let's say that. You know, hey, I'm bad at all these areas. You got one of them, you and you know, that was a spiritual experience. My feeling, or the feeling that exists between the two of us, was the thing of the spirit. You want to listen to it. I believe man has been given the capacity to generate an attitude or feeling of that attitude. They can't be, it's not physical. I don't have power to create that kind of attitude, feeling, and they've got to give themselves the same spirit, a spiritual experience. That's why I get my love and adoration towards it. I can get drunk. You know, John and Jerry's experiences, I can get drunk. And the Sabbath, the girl, also hardened, and I started the verse that, you know, at the time, a fantastic game of things. It was a spiritual experience, you know, this is an extension of my life and my precious little God. And then a moving, and it was a tender feeling, and it was the day of the spirit, and I called that a spiritual experience. The same day I had that spiritual experience, I got drunk. And all of these other things that I experienced, I can't get drunk. I can't drink a liquor and get drunk until just before I go to Israel. My divine intervention that I call His grace. And through this program, I don't have to do that. Now, let's read the first sentence in this paragraph called the content. I believe all of us will come to you understand. And had a spiritual awakening as the result of working the 12 steps I had never had in the earth. Now, isn't that a magnificent thing? Understand? Regardless of knowledge and regardless of intellectual concept of our relationship with God, I kept on getting drunk. And right before that, I went to the big thing. Not before that, if you remember, I went to the meeting and told you the conditions that existed and all existed in my life and how badly I did not, you know, how badly I didn't want to be. And with every pleasure I did, I wanted to do something other than what I had become, and I could not stop doing what I had started doing. And I was on my way to the destruction. Could change, meanwhile, but you know, the next phrase is unbelievable, laying all His grace. I never had another drink. His grass sustained me from the time I took my last drink, okay? Until I became engaged in the first business of the study of and the application of the 12 steps on the basis of my life. But now I am expected to use the tool that he gave us to lead our own. To experience the spirit of not drinking and becoming something other than what I was on a daily basis. And let it do it right on us. I had a spiritual awakening as the result of this. We made a decision, and it has been predetermined since that time that we have a new standard. And again, the first step is the basis of our understanding of the present. I now have a new standard. And the knower who knows the magazine, the knower always knows the knower. And it's through this knower, it's through the standard and his knowledge of knowing, that it now makes the decision to the victim. And influence us and all that. Every had a spiritual awakening as the result. We made a decision of these messages. And this is the message that we try to carry to our home. That is the message. What God has done for me, what I could not do for myself. That's the message of our home. That God has done something for me that I could not do for myself. And it practiced these principles in all of our things. In the first paragraph, I was back to working with this. And it is more attention given to this one step than about all the other steps we get. It's page after page after page, dedicated to just the question. That practical experience showed us that nothing will so much enhance your immunity from drinking as an intensive work with their alcoholics. And real alcohol is not a separation of the morality of the best ideas. Part is a physical aspect of working with the alcoholics, and the other is a recognition of the source of our power, and the acknowledgement of a spiritual experience that raises us above the attitudes and levels of consciousness that we experience as practicing alcoholics as to opposed to certain members of AA. Practical experience. This is the knowledge, the accumulation of knowledge, the early founders of AA. Plus the knowledge that all of us get, we come to the conclusion that there is no one thing that can so ensure us against taking the next drink as working with you in AA or even in the program. Okay. Some people say that when they're ready, they can come to us. And I'm certain I'm the best, but I'm a very stupid person. And I have never, ever been in any portion of all literature that some knowledge not sure was supposed to wait until we come to us. And the easiest illustration I have to give is only how many members we would have AA today. We do have about 7 million. The bedroom that we had, if you wasn't, if we dropped our tandem in the hotel at night. If you had any ice, had any phone calls that wasn't really made before he found Brad, Marceline told you about that scripture reading that she had, she looked through, about preaching that he did not have people of that ilk in his congregation. Bill Wilson did not find the right preacher to recommend that he go through every first one on Saturday. Her guru number was in 8 or 9, and he got down toward his last night, like 8 or 9 phone calls, and he dropped. And the churches are that very catalog, Brad Langston, is still up. So he started to push people, pray for someone else, one of them, and nobody even talked to him. They were both happy by that. So he had to have 2 or 3, and there were 8 or 9 phone calls he made. The prime minister said, well, I don't know one personally, but I know a woman who knows one. They gave her Henrietta Saturday, the highly automobile hiring. Very famous. Her phone number, he called, we'll call Henrietta, and Henrietta said, yes, I have a friend who is a district person. And if there's details that you can help me, I need land, you know, to help you contact. And from that beginning, we're born in the program of A. At no place, now, you must recognize this, but I must tell you a story. And it was my very first experience when I was totally led into prospect. There was a man named Tom Plank, and a man named Neil Marks. Never one I ate, but he was an older man than I was. And they became precious to me, Marshall. He announced his wife. And we played cards and games together, and we went to A meetings, and they were just as an influence on our lives. And speaking with him, he was like, Bob, I'm not just feeling Tom Plank. So I drove him. I said, well, you can't do it. He's well, and for some reason, it just got me to turn. And I did it. But after about a 2-year period, at infrequent intervals, he would tell me the desperate strikes about how he's been talking. Okay. When I was a lot younger, I was an excellently good individual, and there was no way I'd have been pursued. Just sad. That's his nickname. He's good. Good nickname, but he's just. But anyway, he too was an excellent fishing individual. We were out fishing in the country. And every once in a while, he'd get together with a fishing business. And each time we played, we brought a large crowd of people to watch us. And one afternoon, we were in a pool hall playing to this bridge. And there were 3 or 4 people getting around still watching us play. And I just finished shot. I was after a sheep. And I said, it's supposed to make my friends in this record. And I said, here we come, man. He said, yeah, you're out there. And I said, yeah. I said, I've heard about you. He said, well, I'm not the other guy. And with no football of what I was about, I said, say, Tom, there's something that I really want to talk to you about. And I said, but before I start, I want you to know that it is offend you. You can stop me. I said, right up. And he said, my words. I had never said those words in that deep man. I had not heard that. I said, the best thing I have to say is, it certainly is not even bad for what I'm talking about. And he said, well, yeah, why is it? And I said, Tom, I understand you've got a hell of a dream. I'm going to tell you that. I'm going to tell you that. I'm going to answer. And he said, I'd like to tell you to tell you my answer. And I said, Bob, that doesn't fit me. And he said, what is your answer? A, B, or D? I said, yes, it is. I'd like to tell you. Same thing. He said, something I offended, and I appreciate it. I would do. Now, back in my area, who called? And about this time, there's an absolute cheat. That's cool. And I'll tell you to your word. I'm going to let you in. I get no clue. You know, I'm trying to talk they had got their Jeep. And I said, listen, it's good to come. He said, I appreciate it. Don't need to come. Smile. He said, well, I have had drink in 8 days. And I said, man, gosh, that's great. I said, see, but something good over there. I just tried to say, it's great. Because people have already burned out with drink. And I said, I didn't make great food for myself. It was a woman. He said, no, yes. He said, you can bring two behind drink. I said, never heard about bringing out of drink. No, you got to work that up. Somebody went on. I didn't know that's bad. I said, nah, I didn't. I had one day with people. And back then, of course, the pressure of the people. You know, and I did it. I knew that I was out. He said, no. I said, by the way, what is your wife think that's drink? He said, you're a real wife. He said, I'm right. We got to do it. He said, what? Just let us get you. I said, you got to do it all out. And I just told you, wow, man. And he said,
get They always come. And that's all. That's spiritual. It's wherever we want in our life. Wherever we want. We go in and experience it. And then get out to those guys. And then come back to us. And this is the exciting spiritual journey that we're all together. Living and loving and practicing these steps, these principles, in all our affairs. I have been amazed the things I have found in the big book and the front of the about marriage. Marriage relationships. It's another way that you practice your steps and your program. This is the hard part. You know, it's really easy to go to love and talk to one of those guys or guys for an hour and give them time and attention. But it's a little different thing when you try to do it at home. And practice these principles at home with your spouse, with your family. And give them the love, the understanding, and the deserves that maybe you have not been capable of doing before. It took me a number of months and probably try even new to try. And I'll never forget my first attempt at trying. And I'm not sure that I knew that I was trying to practice principles at home. I just knew things were running on and it was a mess. And Bobby and I were talking. Had no understanding, and they're going to come and I was in the just room, she's sitting inside, and something came out of my head and said, something's wrong. This is not the way they said it would be. I knew that we didn't talk. And I knew what I was bad. He had hurt me. He had hurt Sandy. And it was over the little dog that he weeded in front of his closet door. And the dog had to go. We had to go to the dog. And you know, sometimes we had a rainbow, and we had been on to stretch things. And he said, we were in the red house, you know, we were paying $100 a month for our car, just in shambles. And he goes, we put up the house, and I would have to report the car. And we don't get rid of the dog. And Sandy's in there to find, and I knew that Sandy needed something to hold on to, and to deal with father. I knew that more time. Sandy wants to go back to them, you know. So we were, it was a bad place in our family. We were destruction. So I know I had to go off to it, and I said a prayer. And I said, God, please help me. Please help me to say the right thing. And I went in, and I said, I'm going to talk to you about it. Listen to the pastor. And he just kept on reading the book, you know, looked up. And of course, I always turned, I didn't want to go off. I said, a little cooperation. But I said another prayer, and I stuck it out along. And I said, I want to tell you how I feel about it. And then I want to tell you how I think Sandy feels about it. And then I want you to tell me how you feel about it. And that's come to an understanding about it. Well, about halfway through, he had never even looked up.
But about halfway through, I was off. I realized it was the second.
And I said, that was his defense. That was his time. And this baby a little hurt. And after a while, he finally looked up a little bit and said, well, you can go tell her that I'm Bobby. And he didn't talk. And God's words in my mouth. And I said, I will tell her. But don't you think it would be better if you would? And he said, okay. And I knew what went on that room that night. But they said, better than again. And I went in and said, thank goodness, she'll pray. And I said, aren't you kidding? And he said, so that was my beginning of learning how to practice these principles in the home with my family, where it's tough, where you don't get any water, you don't get any grace. It's just what we're supposed to do. It is the most, when I say you don't get any water, I don't mean that you don't come within and a good being of peace. And sometimes I think God just gives a special reward, just like a kiss from God or a pat on the back. And he said, well done, my good faithful servant. And now you've done this fast, so now let's do another. And that's the way we continue to grow, and we continue to learn our lesson. And the fulfillment that you have, and the feeling that you have in a job well done, and you know that it might not look like anything to anybody out there, but I had no idea how hard that was for me. No one knew for me. But I knew that I had put forth everything I had, and had done the best I could to start practicing the best thing I had at home, and in my affairs, and these simple principles of love, and kindness, and understanding, and honesty. The simple principles I was putting into use. And you know, every time you do it, the next time it gets a little easier. So it got so today and hard. And as you continue to do it, it becomes our real self and virtue, and comes forth. It has always been covered up. It has always been there all the time. We were born with everything we don't need to experience. It is God that is in us. But we must live and experience and practice this principle to uncover the glory. And that's what we're about this weekend. And it is our spiritual journey on the path. We are becoming real sons and daughters of God, living and living and having our being with Him in a beautiful kingdom of love on this earth. It's a great privilege, and there are many of me out there none of. And they're the ones that will carry this message to the message of our own true experiences. That's all the message we got. It's what has happened inside us and how we have changed. And that's why we continue to carry. And sometimes we don't carry it to those that are out there. Sometimes we carry it to those right here. And that's the thing. We've always got somebody that we know, understand, the cares that we go to. And sometimes it might not be our husband or wife that we can go to. But we never have to feel alone again. There are always those, as we walk the path together, that are there to stand ready and waiting to take our hand and say, I understand. I've been there, and I care, and I love you, and I'm talking about it. And this is a real joy of it. You begin to give yourself, your real self, not yourself, not the old self that we're negative on, that we're ready to let go of. But we give our real self, our higher self, the best we are, to another human being, to help them along the way. I think I would like for us to close. Does anyone have anything to say before we close? I would like for us to close